الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة، كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, ulama kiram, and beloved brethren, coming directly to the point, each one of us sitting here, some at the age of 25, some in his 30s, some in his 40s, some in 50s, some in the 60s, some in the teens, some who are not yet even baligh. My respected elders and brothers, undoubtedly it is a fact that one day each one of us, we are going to leave this world. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمُوتِ. Every single person, every single nafs will most undoubtedly taste the pangs of death. You know, there are other things in this world. There might be an exception to the rule. There might be an exclusion. If it comes to kingdom, for example, then it's not given to every person. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. Oh Allah, you give kingdom to whomsoever you wish, and you take it away from whomsoever you wish. قَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا. The Nabi of the Banu Israel, he told them that Allah Pak has made this man Talut. He has appointed him a king over y'all. قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكِ وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ. They said, how can Talut be the king? He's not from the royal family. He doesn't have that type of financial background. The Nabi gave one answer. قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Bas, Allah Pak has chosen him over y'all. وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah Pak gives the kingdom to whomsoever he wishes. So when it comes to kingdom, then Allah Pak gives it to whomsoever he wishes. Yusuf alayhi salam was in the water or in the bottom of that well. Allah Pak put him on top of the throne. Firaun was on top of the throne. Allah Pak drowned him in the sea. So kingdom also is not given to each and every person. And like that, other things in this world also. Risalat, nubuwat, to be a Nabi, to be a Rasul, is not given to each and every person. Allahu A'lam, haythu yaj'alu risalatah. Allah Pak knows best who to make his Nabi and who to make his Rasul. Like that, Razi, yabsutu rizqa limay yasha'u wa yaqdir. Allah Pak says, some people I give them expansion in their Razi, and some people I give them less. Not everybody gets it, and not everybody is deprived of it. And like that, there are many other aspects in this world. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ يَهَبُ لِمِنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمِنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورِ. Children, some people Allah Pak gives them sons, some people daughters, some both. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And some people Allah Pak doesn't give them any children at all. لَكِن, when it comes to maut, and when it comes to leaving this dunya, then there is no exception to the rule. Pious or unpious, male or female, young or old, kullu nafsin, the Quran Sharif, without any exception, kullu nafsin, every single soul, male or female, kullu nafsin, every single soul, Nabi or no Nabi, kullu nafsin, every single soul, young or old, za'ikatul maut, will definitely and most undoubtedly taste the pangs of death. Allah Pak speaks about the infant leaving this world, although it's not the mansha of the ayat, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. Allah Pak speaks about youngsters leaving this world. لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. The youngsters of Surah Kahf, when they had passed away, the people said, we'll build a masjid near their grave. Allah Pak speaks about women leaving this world. إِمْرَأَةُ فِرْعَوْنِ إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمَلِهِ وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ. She's on the throne, she's in the gallows. And before departing from this world, she lifts up her hands and she says, oh Allah, save me from Fir'aun, save me from this oppressive nation. And oh Allah, build my abode in Jannah. And like this, she leaves this world. Kullu nafsin, every single soul will most undoubtedly taste the pangs of death. Allah Pak speaks about those people, those powerful monarchs, those powerful rulers who had big, big armies. Abraha, his whole army of elephants. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Don't you see how Allah Pak dealt with the ashabul fil? With those people of the elephants. And towards the end of the surah, what Allah Pak says? Ka asfim ma'kul. Like how that straw is eaten by that cow. And whole day it chewed it and chewed it and chewed it. And spit it out, finally. Allah Pak says, like that I destroyed this Ashabul Fil. Their army and their strength was of no avail to them, in front of the clutches of Malakul Maut. Fir'aun and his army, وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. Allah Pak says, we drowned him, we drowned everybody, his whole army, we drowned him. These people's might was of no avail to them in front of the clutches of Malakul Maut. They were powerful people in this world who used to boast, Man ashaddu minna quwwah. People of Aad, people of Samud. They used to say, who can be more powerful than us? Allah Pak speaks about them in Al-Haqqah. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودْ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ. As far as Samud is concerned, they were wiped out. وَأَمَّا عَادْ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ. Allah Pak says, as far as Aad is concerned, tall and powerful, Allah Pak says, it was just a matter of one cyclone. One wind. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَوِيَةٍ. And the next moment, they were like fallen palm trees. And then Allah Pak says, فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Can you see any of them walking on the face of this earth? Their might and their power was of no avail to them in front of the clutches of Malakul Maut. If you will go into the sea, there also it will catch you. Go into the 45 towers. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak says, even if you are in big mighty towers, there also Malakul Maut will find you. Run away to the mountains also. There also Malakul Maut will find you. Nuh alayhi salam son said, Sa'awi ila al-jabal ya'asimuni min al-ma'. He said, oh my father, this flood is nothing. I'll run away to the mountains. That water won't get me. Qala la asim al-yawm min amri Allah. He said, oh my son, when Allah Pak's command and decree comes, then nobody can be saved. And the father is pleading to his son, Ya bunayya irkab ma'ana wa la takun ma'al kafirin. Oh my son, come into this ship and don't be from the disbelievers. But it was a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Father is talking to his son. Quran Sharif draws the whole scene. Quran Sharif says, then a wave came between the father and the son was drowned. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut. Every single soul will most undoubtedly taste the pangs of death. On one side, Allah Pak speaks about these oppressors, these zalims, Fir'aun, Abraha, people of Aad, people of Samud. Allah Pak speaks about them leaving this world. On the other hand, Allah Pak speaks about His beloveds also leaving this world. Great Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah, and his son Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and his son Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, his brother Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, after taking all these Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam's names, Am taqulun inna Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq وَيَعْقُوبُ وَالْأَسْبَاطُ كَانُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى قُلْ أَأَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهُ وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ كَتَمَ شَهَادَةً عِنْدَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ أَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. After taking all these Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam's names, Allah Pak says, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ. As great as they were, and as close as they were to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this Jamaat also left this world. Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Khalil of Allah, but he also had to leave this world. Ishaq alayhi salam, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had to also leave this world. Musa alayhi salam, Kalimullah, he also had to leave this world. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, who could enjoy a better lineage? The grandson of the Khalil of Allah, whose grandfather was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yet the Quran Sharif in particular speaks about Yaqub alayhi salam, a person of lineage, showing that this lineage also is no criterion to save you from the clutches of maut. When it comes to beauty, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, then Yusuf alayhi salam also had to leave this world. His beauty couldn't save him from the clutches of maut. When it comes to kingdom, who could have had a greater kingdom than Sulaiman alayhi salam? La yambaghi li ahadin min ba'di. No person had a kingdom like Sulaiman alayhi salam. But he also had to leave this world. When it comes to position, and when it comes to the culmination of all good qualities, Huzur-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that also was no criterion for Malakul Maut not coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These four Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam in particular, Quran Sharif speaks about it. Am kuntum shuhada, iz hadara Yaqub al-Maut. Were you present when Yaqub alayhi salam, when Maut had come before him? Showing that lineage was no criterion. If lineage was any criterion, then Yaqub alayhi salam would have been living up till today. If beauty was a criterion to save a person from Maut, then how come the Quran Sharif is speaking about Yusuf alayhi salam making the dua before he passes away? Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Oh Allah, take my life as a Muslim and join me with the rank of the pious. If kingdom was a criterion to save a person from maut, then how come the Quran Sharif speaks about the maut of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Falamma qadayna alayhi al-maut ma dallahum ala mawtihi illa dabbatul ard تَأْكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَهُ. The masjid is being built. Jinnats are building the masjid. Sulaiman alayhi salam is supervising and leaning on his stick. The masjid is not yet complete. Sulaiman alayhi salam has that concern that this masjid must be complete. At the same time, the time for maut is up and the time for Sulaiman alayhi salam to leave this dunya is up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compromise as far as maut is concerned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled his desire. Allah Pak took his life while he was leaning on that stick. And Jinnah thought that he was still alive. And they completed the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And indeed, before him, like how all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had passed away, this Nabi of Allah and this Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is one day also going to leave this world. So like how on one side Allah Pak speaks about the oppressors leaving this world, Allah Pak speaks about the beloved also leaving this world. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every single person will most undoubtedly taste the pangs of death. My respected elders and brothers, in this time and age, we are again and again, we listen from our ulama kiram that constantly we will have to think about this abode. It is no ordinary matter. It's a very serious matter how we are going to leave this world. Allah Pak speaks about both parties. Allah Pak speaks about those people who left this world whilst they were in the disobedience of Allah Pak. Allah Pak says, "Annar yu'raduna 'alayha ghuduwwan wa 'ashiyya." As soon as they left this world, morning and evening, they have to face that fire of Jahannam. On the other hand, Allah Pak speaks about one of his beloved, Habib Najjar rahmatullah alayh, who was a pious person at the time of Isa alayhi salam. Every day, in the morning after Fajr now, we read Surah Yasin. Sometimes it's nice to know what we're reading. So in the second ruku, Allah Pak speaks about وَدْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, about this Habib Najjar rahmatullah alayh, how he invited his people towards accepting the message of Islam. And towards the end, that whole bayan he gave is recorded in Surah Yasin. You know, وَمَا لِيَ لَا عَبُدُ الَّذِي فَتَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. That's all part of his bayan while he was speaking to the people. And then we come to that verse, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. As soon as he passed away, it was said to him, O Habib, enter into Jannah. Maybe not Jannah itself, but according to the tafsir or the explanation the ulama give, that now you can start enjoying from the comforts of Jannah. So Allah Pak has drawn both the scenes. Those people who live their life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's how they left this world. أَنَّارُ يُعْرَدُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوَّا وَعَشِيَّا. Morning and evening they'll have to face that fire. And those people who left this world in the obedience of Allah, Allah Pak says, قِيلَ دْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. As soon as the eyes are closed, you can start enjoying from the fragrance, from the bounties of Jannah. So it's a serious matter. We have to ask ourselves, as far as mort is concerned, as far as death is concerned, that everybody knows. But as far as how we are going to leave this world, that nobody knows. We have to keep on reminding ourselves, when a person looks at his watch, that ticking of their clock must make him remember mort. When a person takes ghusl, that ghusl itself must make him remember mort. That one day, the ghusl of the janazah will be given to me. When a person wears his white garment, that must remind him of mort. That one day, the kafan will be placed upon me. When a person closes that front door, it must make him remember mort. That one day, I'm not going to enter into this door. When a person looks at the sun rising and setting, this must also remind him of mort. The sun when it rises, how it rises. So weak in its glow, weak and frail. And then as it rises, as it carries on rising and rising, what happens? The strength of the sun increases now, until it reaches that zenith. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin. Allah Pak says, I am the one who created you. And you were so weak. You came in this dunya, you couldn't hold anything. You came in this dunya, you couldn't eat on your own. You came in this dunya, nothing you could do on your own. Allah الذي خلقكم من ضعف. Allah Pak created you. You were so weak. ثم خلقكم من بعد ضعف قوة. And after that weakness, Allah Pak says, gradually, that strength came into you. And now you started holding on your own. You started eating on your own. You started moving on your own. Like how that sun, huh? It rose and it kept on rising till it reached its full peak. It reached its jawani. You know, in Gujarati, they say, ai jawani che na. You know, jawani, this youth. Ai jawani, jawani che. One day this youth is going to come to an end. ثُمَّ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ خَلَقَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ دُعْفَةٍ Allah Pak says, your youth doesn't end there. You don't see the sun rising and stopping there in the middle and that's the end. Everybody's waiting for the time of Zawal to finish so we can start our Nafil Namaz. Then it starts to set again. And once again that weakness comes into a person. Once again a person now is going towards the grief. When we see the sun rising and setting, that must also make us remember more. People of the past, Allahu Akbar, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi is leaving this world. His student, Imam Muzni rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Muzani rahmatullahi alayhi comes to him. Kaifa asbahta? How are you feeling, O my Ustad? Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says, asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila. I'm leaving this world now. Wali ikhwani mufariqa. I am separating from all my associates. وَلِكَأْسِ الْمُنِيَّةِ الشَّارِبَ. And now I am starting to drink from the goblet of mort. وَلِسُوءِ أَعْمَالِ مُلَاقِيَ. And he says, the great imam of his time, he is speaking, where me and you stand. He says, and now I am going to face the consequence of my evil actions. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدًا. And now I'm going to stand in front of Allah Pak. وَلَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي أَتَسِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَأُهَنِّيهَا أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُعَزِّيهَا. And as far as my soul is concerned, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says, I don't know whether it's going towards Jannah, so I must congratulate it, or whether it's going towards the fire of Jahannam, so I must console it. And then he starts crying. And after the Maghrib Salah, he left this world. Zurara ibn Ufa rahmatullahi alayhi. What a mubarak mort these people had. When they valued this life, Allah Pak made them leave this world like this also. Fajr Salah, he's reading the Fajr Namaz. فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ إِذِي يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. Surah Muddassir is reading. His student Bahz ibn Hakim rahmatullahi narrates this. And he says, my ustad is reading, فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. When the trumpet will be blown, فَذَلِكَ يَوْمَ إِذِي يَوْمٌ عَسِيرٌ. That will be a very difficult day. فَشَهِقَ شَهْقَةً. He says, my ustad shook in that salah. And he passed away day and then on the musalla. فَكُنْتُ مَنْ حَمَلَهُ. He says, I was from amongst those who carried my ustad. So my respected elders, and beloved friends, three things the ulama are stressing nowadays. Number one is tawbah. We have to make tawbah from that previous life. You know, when the child runs away from home, how those parents wait that this child must come back home. Ulama say, to a greater extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waits for his slave who had turned his back on him to come back to him. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the child has to come back home after many years with tears in his eyes, and he has to say, he has to ask for mafi, and he makes a firm resolution never to do that again in his life. Can we imagine the khushi and the happiness of those parents? Ulama say, even to a greater extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy when that servant comes back running to him. So the first thing they say is tawbah. Secondly, they say is dua. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, in simple translation, oh Allah, give me a mubarak death. Again and again we have to make dua. Oh Allah, give me a mubarak death. And thirdly, ulama say, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدِي وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That a person must take out some time daily and ponder that one day he is going to leave this world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has guaranteed, you know, nowadays the complaint, مولانا, too much of temptation, too much of this and too much of towards the dunya. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اُذْكُرُوا هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that frequently remember that thing that will cut off all desires and cool off all temptations, and that is maut. So the third thing ulama say, daily we have to take our time to remember this maut. One person one old person was walking and he was leaning like this now. What do you call it? He was hunched and he was walking because of his old age. So this youngster asked him, "Ke Buddha, aapne is kamaan ko kahan se khareed li?" That old man, "Where you bought this bow from?" So the old man replied, "Bhai, fikar karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Jab meri umar aapko hogi, to aapko muft mein milegi." He said, "Don't worry about buying in that. When you reach my age now, you'll get it for free." Allah Pak give us the haqeeqat and the reality of maut. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.